Good morning. This is Mdudo Newspaper Review, 30th of January 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of newspapers in Nigeria are saying today. Starting off with the punch, the House of Reps has rejected the February 10 deadline extension for withdrawing old Naira notes. On Sunday, the CBN gave in to pressure from Nigerians and announced a new February 10 deadline, but the House of Reps Ad Hoc Committee on New Naira Design and Naira Swap Policy quickly reacted, describing the new date as a mere political gimmick to further deceive Nigerians and worsen their economic and social livelihood. And still on the punch, former Deputy Senate President Ikekwe Ahmadu is set to appear in court on Tuesday for the continued trial of his alleged human trafficking case. Ikekwe Ahmadu was arrested in June 2022 at Heathrow Airport, London, after a young man alerted authorities that he was brought into the UK by Ikekwe Ahmadu and made to undergo some medical tests which he never approved. Ikekwe Ahmadu was there and then put on trial at the Magistrate Court for bringing a child into the UK to harvest his organs. And moving on to Daily Times, the National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control, NAFDAC, has devised a more effective way to combat fake drugs with the implementation of the new pharmaceutical traceability strategy. The agency held a workshop over the weekend to finalize the draft traceability of pharmaceutical products regulations in the country. And coming from the Nation, the five-month fuel scarcity continued over the weekend with petrol selling between 240 and 550 naira in major cities across the country. Some independent marketers displayed the unofficial prices on their pumps, while others left it at the official 167 naira per litre, but will now verbally tell willing buyers the price at which they are selling. And still on the Nation, PDP Senator Chimaroke Nnamani has revealed why he has thrown his weight behind APC's presidential flag bearer, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. In a statement signed by him yesterday, Chimaroke Nnamani said he abandoned his party candidate, Atiku Abubakar, because the PDP violated the North-South zoning principle in the party's constitution. Moving on to The Guardian, unknown gunmen on Saturday attacked security checkpoints along Enugu-Abakaliki Highway. The gunmen, who were said to have operated with two Sienna vehicles, killed two soldiers and three police officers. They first drove to the military checkpoints at Ido Enugu State, where they attacked and killed two soldiers, before proceeding to the Enugu Ebonyi border checkpoint, where they killed three policemen. Another policeman, who was shot in the leg, is said to be currently receiving treatment at a hospital in Ebonyi State. And coming from Daily Trust, on Sunday, the Miyeti Ala Cattle Breeders Association of Nigeria, MACBAN, asked the federal government to investigate the Nasarawa airstrike, which killed about 40 herders. The incident, which happened when the herders were returning from Makurdi, Benue State capital, where they had gone to retrieve over 1,000 cows seized by the Benue State Livestock Guards, has been described by MACBAN as intentional. And finally, from Nigerian Tribune, the National Association of Nigerian Students has asked the federal government to temporarily close down all tertiary institutions in the country. The association's vice president, Akintaye Babatunde Afeez, in a statement on Sunday, gave two reasons for the request. One being to enable students to go home and collect their PVCs, and secondly, to also ensure that the students are not deprived of their civic duty, which is to vote in the forthcoming general elections.